and champagne stars.
We know now that in the early years of the 20th century, this world was being watched closely by intelligences greater than man's, and yet as mortal as his own. We know now that as human beings busied themselves about their various concerns, they were scrutinized and studied, perhaps almost as narrowly as a man with a microscope might scrutinize the transient creatures that swarm and multiply in a drop of water. With infinite complacence, people went to and fro over the earth about their little affairs, serene in the assurance of their dominion over this small, spinning fragment of solar driftwood, which by chance or design, man has inherited out of the dark mystery of time and space.
Hi, I'm Rachel T.
Hi, I'm Eva.
Hi, I'm Rachel G.
We are all Girl Scouts, and this is WGXC ACRA.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by SunCommon, supporting vibrant communities across New York for 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Tyler Burton of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative.
les objets de mes amours. Mon amas, il me chagrine. Il dit que je bois trop souvent. C'est pour soulager mes peines. Cher que j'ai en vous aimant. Permettez que l'on vous aime. Cher, je ne boirai point tant.
Merci. Voilà. comme c'est beau. Bonsoir, les gens. Good evening. This is Alana, your host. You're listening to There There on WGXC Radio for Open Ears. That's 90.7 FM here in the Upper Hudson Valley of New York and online around the world at WGXC.org. Thanks for tuning in on this cloudy, slightly balmy evening. I've been having a delightful weekend because it was my birthday yesterday and everyone has been treating me so wonderfully. It's been all pleasure all the time, and I'm all for it. In addition to good food, good wine, and good company, I've also been enjoying a lot of great music in the last week. The last two songs we heard were from artists that I saw. What you just heard was Myriam Gendron, amazing, amazing, amazing Canadian artist who came down for the Woodsist Festival and played yesterday in Acord. And everyone kept asking, are we in accord? But she was wonderful. She did a beautiful set. That track you just heard was C'est dans le vieux pays. Forgive my butchering it. C'est dans le vieux pays. It's in the old country, I think. And it's from the album Ma Delire, Songs of Love Lost and Found. Before that, we heard Fatin Kanan. The track was Cave Hymn from the album Foxes. And she performed earlier this week at Le Poisson Rouge down in the city. I hadn't been down there in a while. But still there. And she was opening for William Basinski. Woo! Which was an amazing, just surprising, delightful, dare I say historic, set of some tape loops and other things. So it was quite something. So anyway, it's been a great week. I've heard a lot of other great music too, Guided by Voices and Bill Callahan. We might hear from him later. He did a just stunning, stunning set also at Woodsist yesterday. In keeping with my purely hedonistic weekend, I thought I would ask someone near and dear to me to come in and sit in and help me prep for the show, come up with some great music to play. And he agreed to, and I'm very grateful to announce Monsieur Jeff Economy, who stopped in. Welcome.
Well, hello.
Thanks for coming on my show, baby.
You're welcome. Hey, what's your show called again?
There.
Here, here. There.
What's your show? You have a show on WGXC as well.
I do, in fact. It's called Snack Point Charlie.
There you go. Let's tell the fine people on the airwaves, what on earth is Snack Point Charlie?
What is Snack Point Charlie? Well, some of you probably remember the Berlin Wall when it was still up, and there were a few checkpoints in between the east and west sides of Berlin, and the most well-trafficked and well-known one was called Checkpoint Charlie. And after the Cold War ended and the wall came down, well, they still had the checkpoint, and they turned it into a food court, and they named it Snack Point Charlie.
There you go. Who would have figured? And now we're back in another Cold War that may not be so cold. How about that?
Yeah, well, the rest of parts of Europe might be realigning, and we might be splitting up into all sorts of weird little duchies and hamlets and underground bunkers and who knows what here in the States, less united than they once were.
Do you think we'll be in the Duchy of Sawkill or the Kingdom of Kingston?
Don't get to don't reveal our secret location now.
I know the coordinates are alarmingly close. We do broadcast ever since the pandemic started. We've been broadcasting from an undisclosed location, in the woods of Ulster County, thanks to the generosity of the Wave Farm and WGXC crew allowing us to continue a remote show. And it's just been so fun. We just kept doing it at home, out of the home studio. So thanks to Tom and Galen for loaning their nice mixer. And to all the other WGXC programmers who kept the programming going all through the pandemic and just keep doing better, better, more and more interesting stuff all the time. Darn it.
By gosh, by golly.
Yes. Well, so, Monsieur Economy, I was wondering, because, you know, you're always hunting for some new stuff that's coming out. And so I was thinking it would be fun to hear some music that has been released in the last few months or so.
Why, certainly. Should I just dive in? Do you want a little bit of preface? How should we approach this?
I think maybe the first track, maybe give us a little taste of what sort of genre we're diving into.
Well, the genre is sort of Mali, music from Mali by way of Houston, by way of who knows how many other countries' music is incorporated. We're going to hear a track from Krongbin, because I know how much you like your Krongbin.
Yay! I'm so happy.
And it's a new record they have out just, I think it just came out Friday.
Oh,
it's
my God.
You're excited.
They did it for my birthday. What?
They did. They're like, happy birthday, Alana. We made an album for you.
Okay.
But it's not just Krongbin. It's Krongbin with Vu Fakature.
What?
Yep. And he's teamed up with them. They're doing a whole album of his father, Ali Fakature's music. And so they're trying to not necessarily modernize it, but they're just trying to go, hey, we're paying some respect to our elders, the elder who in this case tried to actively discourage Vu Fakature from going into music because he had so many bad experiences with shifty music business people. But Vu just, he had to let it out, man.
Yeah. And thank God. Thank God he did not hold it back.
There you go.
That sounds fantastic. I say let him rip.
All right. So let's hear something from, what's this album called? Well, that might be useful. well, I'll tell you what the album's called when I come back, because I can't find it right now. But let's hear the music on what station are we on?
WGXC, 90.7 FM, Accra, radio for open ears.
Thank you. Thank you. dress to live, for is to cry. I wear a ring of shooting stars. Sister, ask for help. I spread a ring, speak to each other. Is the water while her illusion shatters? Gather your sailors and insect ships. Gather your spell jammer. You can make this easy, you can make it bad.
Groovy. I like it.
I'm so glad.
Thank you. That was three very interesting directions. All in harmony somehow.
Well, I wanted to somehow tie the room together. The room being the room of Alana's dream castle.
Oui, merci pour les rêves, mes amis. Well, tell us, what was that last one?
Well, what was it? That was the last one we heard. We just heard Callophone.
Woo, woo, woo.
Yes, the ever-shifting, ever-shape-shifting combo with the indeterminate membership. That's from not a new album of their own, but it's an album just out called Spell Jams on I think that's on K Records. It's a two record set, a compilation of music where every artist is doing something D&D themed.
Really? Dungeons and Dragons theme?
Yeah, for real.
That's really, like, just straight up, like, no irony, just doing it.
Just leaning right into it. The full...
I love it.
The full geekdom, the spell casting, the... you name it.
Wow, that's and great.
That record's got, who all's on there? Michaela Davis, and Lucius, and, well, Caliphone, Shabazz Palaces, and there's a lot of people on it, so you can get it now.
That's pretty fun. And before that, I know we heard Men in Volts.
We did.
Yeah, I'm curious. Can you tell? Because I never really followed Men in Volts, you know, over the years. And could you like give a little background on like their trajectory?
Well, they started back in I'm going to say the late 70s. I don't remember exactly what year. They started out as a Captain Beefheart tribute band, of all things.
Whoa, I did not realize that.
Yeah, and they were all very excited to meet Captain Beefheart, who was still alive and performing at that time. And I don't remember if he heard their music or if they just told him what they were doing. And he said, well, why would you want to do that? Do your own music. That's like... poking a glass pimple with an ashtray heart or something. I don't know what he said exactly. But they realized, oh, yeah, I guess we should do that. We should write our own songs. And so they did. And they've been putting out records on and off ever since.
Wow.
Yeah. And they haven't done one in a while, but this is a new one. You know, some of the old-time Men in Voltsters, like Phil Kaplan, are on board. And... take my glasses off to read the press release. And John Cohen and anyway, and David Greenberger, who a longtime member of Men in Volts, he doesn't actually play on this record, but he wrote the lyrics to a couple of songs, including that one, which was called what was that called? Did you write it down?
What we just heard, Amber Supreme is what I wrote down.
Well, Amber Supreme is the name of the EP. The
right.
song was called Swing Walked In.
Oh.
And that was based on a conversation that David had had with a guy named Ken Eglin, who is a resident of the Duplex Nursing Home. And the Duplex Nursing Home was the place that David based his magazine, The Duplex Planet, on, where he would speak to the elders who lived there and ask them off-ball questions and print their responses. And he made quite a... He made kind of a career out of it. He did almost 200 issues before he said, enough is enough.
He was kind to them, and they gave him poetry.
That's often true. That's correct.
Maybe sometimes he was unkind, and maybe they didn't always give him poetry, but that seemed to be the exchange happening.
Yeah, I mean, you know David. Can you imagine him being unkind?
It's hard to imagine.
I don't think it's ever happened.
It might have. Maybe it happened, and we didn't see it. Or it happened in his mind.
No one saw it.
Maybe it happens in his mind every day.
He goes off in a closet and is unkind, and he comes out and then he's himself again.
Yes. I just want to say that it's really fun having a co-host. I really enjoy doing radio with another person, and you in particular. It's, you know, it gets lonely sometimes just doing a radio show by yourself.
Aww.
You never know who's listening, and it's like, maybe only me. So it's a pleasure to have you to chat with.
Well, I'm always listening, although I'm not always in the room.
No. Thank God. You don't always want to be in the room.
Just lurking, yeah. Poking around the corner.
Yeah. I keep trying to get the cats to be in the room, but they're not that interested.
Not tonight.
Nope. Well, you know, I was going to play something, but I kind of want to hear that that Lucius song that's from that same album. Do you
really?
That?
Yeah. Let me cue it up. Give me a second.
Yeah. I like Lucius. Before they got really big, I saw them at BSP in Kingston, right when they're on the verge of getting really big, and just thought they were just swell. Yes. And we're just going to see if we can pull that track up. I was thinking I should give the weather report, but you know, it's kind of just it's dark.
That's the weather. What's the weather? It's dark. Okay, I've got the Lucius track up now.
All right, let's hear it.
It's called "Love Is the Disaster" here on There
Woo-hoo!
On WGXC.
Don't you want, don't you want?
making these beeps and boops. Can you tell me what that is?
Oh, yeah. That's my old friend, nemesis, whatever you want to call him, Pinchas Gurevich. He's not exactly the co-host of Snack Point Charlie, but he manages to assert himself through music from time to time, and somehow it makes it on the air every week. I don't know how it happens, but he's got a magical ability.
Like it. And I enjoyed that Lucius track was kind of florid, sounds a little too, like, you know, a little of an exaggeration, but it was definitely was not austere, put it that way.
It's almost a power ballad.
yeah, it's pretty fun. So I'm gonna shift gears a little bit and play a track from an artist that I got to see live this week, yesterday to be exact, Bill Callahan, who just floors me. And this is from a brand new album that hasn't even been released yet. It's coming out in October. It's Reality spelled backwards, so I don't know how to say that. And this track, I believe he performed yesterday, is quite something. It's Coyotes, so please enjoy.
Over you and me. try to signal you of danger. But my voice had not yet come through. You were bent over a peanut of a child, a new flower on the pea vine.
Thank you.
That was lovely. What was that, Monsieur Economy?
That was Alan Ravenstein, who is probably best known for being the synthesizer player in Pere Ubu for many of their early years, emitting lots of bleeps and burbles and tweets and squeaks and et cetera, et cetera. And he just out of nowhere released a new record last week with a bunch of these lovely short chamber pieces. It's quite delightful.
You know, this is all giving me, making me feel very encouraged about the state of, you know, current music. There's a lot of great stuff coming out.
It never stops.
Never stops.
Just for the record, that's called Crossing Daylight. That's the album title. By Alan Ravenstein.
Fantastic. Before that, we heard Bill Callahan with Coyotes. I already said that. You're listening to WGXC, Radio for Open Ears. That's 90.7 FM in the Upper Hudson Valley, and WGXC.org, 24-hour stream around the world online. Thank you to Jeff Economy for sitting in on my show tonight. It has been a delight.
Oh, my pleasure. Happy to do it.
Thank you. And can you tell the listeners when your show is?
My show is called Snack Point Charlie. Snack Point Charlie. And it's on the first and third Wednesday of every month from 10 p.m. to midnight.
Nice. And this show is called There, There. It's on from 7 to 8 p.m. on the fourth Sunday of every month. You can find the archives at WGXC.org. You know, I've been thinking about trying to do something new with my show, you know, injecting it with a new vibe, and I feel like I should rename it Love is the Disaster.
It's there for the taking.
It's a pretty good song title, I'll tell you that. Just putting that out there. Yes, no, maybe. So yeah, we just have a few minutes left before Tony Fallon comes on with the Irish Show. And what would you like to take us out with, Jeff?
We're going to hear something new from Maxine Funk, a New Zealand musician who graces us with a new record every once in a while. This is a compilation of previously released tracks with a couple new ones on it. The album's called Pieces of Driftwood. Sort of anticipating a wholly new record that's scheduled for next year. And we're going to hear Room in the City.
Thanks for listening.
Shop in Metropolis, so which house is for me? A holly hedge and a letter box, na-na, that's not for me. Just a room in the city, just a room. Just a room in the city, just a room. Just a room in this responsibility. Shop in Acropolis, so which grape is for me? A rose bush and an epitaph.